Another question is it mentioned in the Quran that parents should not respect their children? No. When I said that the parents aren't required to respect their children, meaning the Quran has not made it an obligation, the Quran has not demanded of the believers that they should respect their children. Now, I did mention very clearly in the speech that it doesn't mean that the parents disrespect their children. Like I said, we were talking about respect. And respect is a certain emotion and a certain expression of a sentiment which can only come from certain individuals in certain ways at certain times. And parents, the feelings, the expression of emotion that parents show their children isn't necessarily respect, it's love, it's affection. So although the Quran doesn't tell us, no, the Quran doesn't say you don't respect your children. I can mention in the speech that I did say very clearly that whatever I have said doesn't mean that parents should disrespect their children. No. But it's pretty obvious. Parents can never respect their children as children respect their parents. Children should serve their parents, should stand before them humbly, should wait upon them, should cater for them, should be dutiful to them. Children should serve their parents. Yes, although the word has very evil, but the word has very undesirable connotations, that's why I'm reluctant to use it. Because some people do cringe at the use of this word. But children, in a way, should be servile to their parents. They should be the servants of their parents. We've heard the hadith on many occasions from different ulama. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam relates this hadith in Bukhari and other authors. Well, this hadith has been recorded by Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, as well as others in their books of hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was speaking about three young men who were travelling together, and from amongst the people of yore, those who came before us, and they were stuck. There was a thunderstorm, and because of the foul weather, they took shelter in a cave, and somehow the mouth of the cave was then blocked by a rolling boulder, and they were trapped. The three of them realized that we will perish and we will suffocate to death in this blocked cave. So let us turn in earnest and in sincerity to Allah and pray to Him, pleading with Him and interceding through our best deeds. So then each of them began praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioning to Allah some of the best deeds that they had performed in their life, which they believed were extremely sincere for the sake of Allah. And one of them was a young man who said, "Oh Allah, as you know, I had parents who were old of age, weak and frail. And I had children and I had a family. And each day I would travel far and wide, looking after my herd in my flock. And then I would return in the evening and give milk to feed my parents and give them milk to drink. One day, before I fed my own family, one day, I returned late and I discovered that my parents, old and frail, were already asleep. They had fallen fast asleep, hungry. So I didn't want to disturb them and wake them. So I waited for them to wake up themselves. And I stood there with a bowl of milk standing before them, whilst my own children were clinging onto me around my feet and weeping loudly because of their hunger. But I did not feed my children, and I waited, and I stood there all night long before my parents. When my parents arose in the morning, oh Allah, I fed my parents first and then my family. Oh Allah, I did this. If you know that I did this only for your sake, solely for your pleasure, then oh Allah, relieve us of this suffering and remove the boulder from the mouth of the cave." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that that was sincere for him, responded to that prayer and accepted his dua and removed part of the boulder. So this is the teaching of Islam about parents. One should serve them. Yes, the parents have a greater right of being served than a person's own family. One should serve his parents before one serves his own family. That is the teaching of Islam. So no way can anyone expect the parents to respect their children the way the children respect their parents. It's not just love and affection, it's veneration, it's reverence, it's servitude, actually being servile and showing an attitude of servitude to one's parents. So parents should not, you know, there's no requirement of parents respecting their children. Now, I don't know who the questioner is. If the questioner is a young brother or sister who feels that the question is related to parents who abuse their position and who do disrespect their children, then there are cases such as that. There are cases. And you know, that is a very sinful attitude to adopt. I can't make this into a talk or a speech about children's rights over parents or how parents should treat their children. But indeed, parents, whilst expecting respect from their children, should also be an example in conduct. They should, their behaviour, their speech, their conduct should be exemplary. Something that their children can look up to, admire and follow. Their behaviour and attitude should be such that it earns respect and engenders respect in the hearts of their children. If parents are going to be sinful, and as Maulana Suleiman just a few minutes ago responded to a question about a father who abuses the wealth of the child by gambling. Now indeed, if a father is going to be a drunkard and a gambler and a wayward individual, then it's human nature. He cannot expect the children to respect him at any cost. So yes, parents shouldn't disrespect their children, but it has to be agreed and accepted that parents will never be and can never be expected to, or are never required to show respect to their children in the manner that children should show respect to their parents.